Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is time for the Spillover with AD, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, AD. How are you feeling better today? Because you were struggling yesterday, you said, with a little cold.
Oh, man.
Feeling better?
Aches and chills. I haven't slept that much in years, man, but doing a lot better, man. I slept mostly all day yesterday after the funeral. Then, man, I slept.
When I woke up,
yeah, I woke up at 2 a.m. I was like, okay, there's no chills anymore. Okay. No, you know, aches. I was like, I'm good to go.
Isn't that interesting how we do that? Everybody does that. I'm the same way. Okay, how am I?
How am I?
I think I feel okay.
How do I feel?
I think I feel better.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be sick. It's scary.
Oh, it is, man.
I'm fighting that right now. I think I might got your bug.
Oh,
today.
God. Hey. Seriously?
Yeah.
Jake,
possibly.
I'm going to tell you this. The key thing, man.
Is rest.
Go home and go to bed.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm fighting a little bug this morning.
Go. I didn't know that.
I started to get it yesterday. And I'm not saying it was because of ADHD. I might have had it in the morning, possibly then, too.
There's a lot going around, dude. Go
there
home
is?
And get to bed.
I hope it's a quick, temporary one.
It was quick.
I hate being sick.
Yeah, everybody does. And if you're a defeatist-minded person like I tend to be, my problem with sickness is I'm always of that mind, am I ever going to get well?
I'd be sick forever.
This cold is going to take me out.
This is the one that gets me.
Please come out of this. Hey, come out of this.
Jake, you two got to remember, but I know you do sip, Sanford, son. This is the big one, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
George, he went up for Ed Sanford. This is the big one, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
He say, Pops, you have a tack in your toe. You're fine.
This is the big one.
This is the big one, Elizabeth.
Every show. Well, Jake, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's fine. Listen, I fight through it every time.
I just rely on caffeine.
I took a Sudafed this morning.
Did you?
Which you also vouch for.
Yes, yeah. I do. I do vouch for Sudafed.
It's helping.
Yeah,
helping a lot.
Sleep is the key, Jake, because the thing about it, if you keep grinding and grinding, the immune system's already a little bit compromised. You just make it worse, man.
I'm trying to be smart in this one, AD.
Well, I tell you, if I've learned anything in getting older, you know, I don't know a lot, but it's like when your body is, the body keeps the score.
Yeah.
The body keeps the score. When your body's trying to give you warning signs, it's like, okay, keep going, see what happens. That flat tire is going to turn into a bone engine.
Oh, God. Ooh. That's what I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just listen to the body, man. Listen to the body. I could have kept
grinding
yesterday. But
it's hard for guys like you, Jake, to take a day and sleep. It's
We're busy people.
Right. It's hard to do.
Dude,
it.
I had nothing in the tank. I mean, I was literally driving home from Seward, and I just felt just chills.
That's it, huh?
I'm like, man, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I've had that one time where I was driving to Omaha back when I was working at the Journal, started to do a video at the World Herald, and I literally had to pull over.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I was like, scary.
You did that a couple months ago, coming back from Wichita,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Well, that was food poisoning.
No, that was
different.
Not a cold.
That was a little different.
That was food poisoning. It took me 8 hours to get home from Wichita.
Oh,
four hours usually. It took me eight. I couldn't. Yeah, I just had to keep pulling over.
Just miserable.
Yeah, it was fun.
Sounds like a fun drive.
It was fun.
4 hours of fun.
It was amazing.
4 hours that became 7 hours.
I got to York, and I was like, okay, can I just make this last 45? I thought about a hotel in York.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a brutal feeling,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is. There's an interesting spillover.
Yeah. Talking about sickness and food poisoning,
hey,
chills.
Here's what I do want to ask you, though.
Okay, so, okay, AD.
At the presser yesterday,
yes,
with Rule, mentioned that, and I was surprised to hear this, And it was somewhat true when he mentioned that Northern Iowa controlled the line of scrimmage at times.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I think.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
AD, you watched the game. I came out of it a little concerned. I'm not, and I've talked to people that did too, that they Nebraska was getting shoved around a little bit. And then, well, in Rule, nobody can push, you can't push back on it because of what Rule said about the yards after contact. They had been giving up 80 yards after contact through two games. And what did Northern Iowa get? They got like 180. Or I don't know.
What rushing yards you're saying here?
Yards after contact.
Oh, I don't have that.
Yards after contact. Nebraska gave, let's just put it this way. I don't know. I can't remember what Rule said exactly in terms of number. Jake has the sound. They gave up a lot of yards after contact, too. Those big backs. Well, big backs hurt them.
And I think that's the key, what you just mentioned there. First of all, that's a team that knows who they are. They remind me a lot of North Dakota State, a South Dakota State teams program. They got a coach who's
24 years.
24 years.
Rousey.
They know exactly who they are. And we weren't surprised. I wasn't surprised, actually, by the yards after contact of those big boys. And we got to realize some of those yards after contact were on third and fourth units as well, while they still had their starters in there. It doesn't negate the fact that Rule was somewhat concerned. It was kind of somewhat alarming. But at the same time, that dude is 6'4", 230.
Yeah, and the other
guy's 6 foot, 6'1", 225.
They didn't have Jamari Butler or Mekhi Bear in that first half, who were very important parts of the defense and helping run stopping. So that can't forget that.
Line of scrimmage, you and I was moving the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they were.
That's what I guess was surprising to me. Now, I wonder how much of it is, and we'll talk to Tony White today, and I guess I'm going to ask him this. Were you caught off guard by scheme? Did you and I get you off balance because they were showing something you haven't seen? That's what we wondered in the press box. Because Nebraska seemed off balance. Jake, you keep talking about that 10-minute drive.
I'm off 10 minutes and 8 seconds. 16 plays, 62 yards, just a field goal, though, out of that.
I wonder what Tony will say. I mean, here's the thing. Sometimes defensive coordinators, they might not admit that they got caught off balance. Right. They were just winning battles up front. He might say that. They were just winning battles. There's nothing that we hadn't seen. I wonder. It looked to me like you and I might have caught him with scheme.
Maybe a little bit of scheme, but also I'll revert back to, you look at those stats we looked at, and always appreciate you guys providing us with the stats, you know, coming up before we go into the game.
Mm-hmm.
They run the ball 66% of the time. They know who they are.
Yeah,
even if it didn't catch them off guard, you still knew what they were going to do. Like, you know what? We're still going to do it.
Right.
Because they are so entrenched in who they are. They just don't throw the ball. They are a team with an identity that knows who they are. In fact, I think they went up in their FCS rankings after losing us.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah.
So they looked better than 21 to me.
You know, I guess what I would say for me, if I'm the defensive coordinator, I'm not concerned, but I'm alert.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. That's a good way to say it.
But I'm alert because we know Brett Bielema's offensive line and defensive line is going to come in a lot more depth, a lot more talent. I can't even say a lot. But I'm just going to say more established and more depth and more talent they're going to have there. So I'm going to be very alert.
And you know what they have? They have a running back who's 6'3", 250.
250.
Yeah.
And can roll. Bowling ball out there.
Mike Allstott.
Yeah.
That was a good one right there. Allstott, man.
Yeah.
He's a fullback.
So Illinois is going to use the same type of game plan. Just try to get it to the fourth quarter. Eat up a lot of clock. So, yeah. I do think that you and I game, like Rule has said, that it was good for Nebraska.
Yeah, so keeps them humble, man.
Yeah.
And the style. And they still won by 31 points.
And
like, we complain about
lines. Didn't allow a touchdown.
They won 34-3.
Right.
So, get nitpicking. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and AG is next for Steve Zippel and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.